I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Podcast, everybody, here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kirk and Nolan, as always, great to be back with you for another week. And hey, we're into July, Nolan. We know what that is. Let's be honest, we're at the midway point of the season. We're going to be talking all about that. We haven't hit the Midsummer Classic yet, but it's right around the corner. It's a whole laundry list of stuff. So even in our second segment, we're still going to be talking about the MLB because there's just so much going on right now, from hot teams to cold teams, hot players, who's in on the All-Star picks, who's not in on the All-Star picks. The list goes on and on and on at this time of year. And that's what it's all about. If your team's doing well, life is great. If your team is like the Cardinals over the last week and you're a Nolan Cardinals fan, you're not loving life so much right now or whatever. But he does have a couple of highlights that we're going to be talking about this year, this episode, as far as the All-Star game and some new announcements in retrospect to his favorite player probably of all time, and that's Albert Pujols. So I know he's going to be talking about that here. And, so sit back, buckle in, and enjoy the show, because it's going to be a good one, and we're going to enjoy bringing it to you as well, for sure. There's no question about it. So before we go to the break, though, we do invite you to, obviously, hey, if you're looking for Dirtbag swag, go to dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You can get it all there, our hats, our shirts, tees, the college playbook. If you're going through the college recruiting process, you know what? It's there for you. So hook yourselves up. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Talk. We've got the Win Reality Series coming up. We're super pumped up about it. Noel and myself, Braden also. We've got the Win Reality. We're just starting to get our hands on it and get playing with it. So I know probably at some point during this episode, Nolan will talk about that as well, the laundry list. But that will be coming up, that series, and we're excited about bringing that one to you. So be sure to follow us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook, and that's where you can reach out to us as well if you want to have any questions about training, need help developing that mindset, interested in having us come and do a guest speaking engagement, you have a product you'd like us to review or talk about here, or you'd like to sponsor, collaborate, or partner with us here on Dirtbag Baseball Talk and Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, that's where you can get in touch with us, or better yet, Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. Again, sit back, listen, be ready to go, and we're right back here in a second.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness. Antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care Tip of the Day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local Steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Hey, welcome back, Dirtbags. And as I was saying before the break, there's a whole laundry list of stuff to talk about at this point in the season. So I'm stepping back. Nolan, jump in and get after it, big dog.
So for a second consecutive year, pitchers decided to pitch to Kyle Schwarber in June, and he proved that that was a mistake again. Obviously brings home NL Player of the Month. I mean, what can you say? The guy in the past 2 Junes has 23 home runs, hitting 280 with a slugging percentage of 675 and an on-base percentage of 391.
Can you say get
75 for a slugging percentage? 23 bombs in 2 months. The guy, I like I said, I don't understand why pitchers are throwing him anything, because even to start out July, too, the way that he swung this first week of July, whoo, boy, they're getting their money's worth right now. I mean, obviously, he's leading the league now for home runs at this point in the year. Pete Alonso's hot on his tail, but, I mean, let's be honest, Kyle Schwarber went up from having 11 bombs coming into the month of June to all of a sudden being at 23, and now he's up to 25. Like,
guys, get hot, big fella.
Guy's hot. Oh, yeah.
But it's amazing, though, man. You hear it all the time, right? Those big power hitters, when they get hot, they get hot. But you're talking about going back to when Pujols was hot. Pujols put those types of numbers up in a month or whatever and that. Like, that's crazy. And to have him in back-to-back years, man, love that guy. Love that guy. Big, tough Midwestern boy. Go hacking, big dog.
And then, I mean, obviously a guy who one day will definitely win an MVP. I don't know if it's going to be this year or not. Obviously, he's top five in most offensive categories. Yordan Alvarez won AL Player of the Month and was named AL Player of the Week earlier in June. I mean, the guy for the month hit .418, .510 on base, .835 slug, 9 bombs, 28 RBIs, 19 runs scored, 13 walks to 13 strikeouts. Obviously, I mean, for the most part, he's a DH. He's playing a little bit of left field here and there. Made a highlight reel play, saving a run there the other night with an absolute cannon from left field. But, I mean, for the most part, Yordan Alvarez is in the lineup for his bat. And obviously, even the way that he started out July, too, with a couple of walk-off bombs or go-ahead bombs, like, that's a man that can flat-out mash.
Guy's locked in, right? He's right back to his rookie year or whatever, and it's great to see. Great to see, for sure. But that's it, right? Locked in. And I mean, obviously the size of a Malone, he's not a small kid. He's a big, big horse. So you get locked in and you can swing it the way he swings it. Hey, you're going to put up those numbers. And that's what he's doing.
Then we got Julio Rodriguez up in Seattle. I mean, the way that he started out the year didn't seem too promising. Obviously, the Mariners had a lot of trust in him. Played 81 games now to this point in the year. First major league player in MLB history. 15 home runs, 20 stolen bases in his first 81 games. Ken Griffey Jr., I mean, that's the comp right now up in Seattle. That's what they're comparing him to. I think that that's a stretch just because Griffey was Griffey. Everybody knew he was going to be a stud. But Julio Rodriguez right now, I mean, the way that he's playing, obviously the averages, and I think where everybody was expecting, I mean, obviously averages across baseball are down. So it's not like him hitting around 250 is a real surprise by any means. But, I mean, still, the guy, in terms of what he can do offensively, he's a light version of Ronald Acuna to this point in his career. I think that's the best thing that you could compare him to right now.
Well, rookie of the year right now, hands down. Holy cow, how do you even lock horns with him?
Yeah, for the AL, there's not much competition right now.
15 bombs, 20 stolen bases, 81 at-bats. Come on. That's a veteran number.
81 games.
Veteran number. Yeah, 81 games.
Yeah, you
said 81 games. Yeah, sorry. But still, 81 games. Those are veteran numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's MLB The Show rookie numbers.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, how much are you loving life in your Seattle? And they're playing better baseball the last 10 days. It seems like ever after last week's dust-up with the Angels, hey, they've hit their stride a little bit. Got a little bit of pee and vinegar in them. Robbie Ray had a great outing this week. A lot better, more like his Cy Young numbers of last year. So hopefully he turns the corner for them and brings it home. A couple of tough matches where they grounded out and won late. You know, hey, you got to have guys like that. Got to have guys like that in the lineup. He's in the lineup and looking good. Looks good, that kid.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle went out in the offseason. Obviously, they made their move. Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez, I don't know if they necessarily worked out. Like, Suarez has basically been what he was the past few years with Cincinnati. I think Winker, they were expecting a little bit more offensively from him to this point. But yeah, Seattle's a team where, yeah, I mean, going into the season, obviously missed the playoffs by a game last year. Looking to take that next step forward. Right now, it seems like they're playing that type of baseball where they got a good enough staff. They got a great bullpen. Defense is playing well. Offense is doing enough. Obviously, Ty France needs to come back and get rolling like the way that he was in April. But I mean, still,
Dylan,
it's a team
Moore,
that,
Dylan Moore as well.
Yeah, Dylan Moore as well, exactly. But
yep.
But yeah, I mean, they still got some young pieces out there. Don't be surprised if in the next couple of weeks they're making some headline trades.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Jumping over to the NL side, back-to-back days, the St. Louis Cardinals make history. Nolan Arenado hits for the cycle, got the hardest parts out of the way in his first two at-bats, then hits a questionable single. He absolutely tattooed the ball right at the third baseman, goes off his glove on a backhand pick play. Kind of bounces up in the air. The third baseman throws it over the head. They end up giving him a single, I think, just to be nice. But yeah, so he ends up hitting the cycle. And then the next day off of Kyle Gibson, four straight home runs. 11th time in Major League history that a team has gone four straight home runs. Last time it was done, Chicago White Sox, oddly enough, against the St. Louis Cardinals in 2020.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
I thought it would have been longer ago than that. That's a heck of a feat. Four in a row, man. Back to backs are good, and then you have back to back is get your attention. But four in a row, you got to watch the game. You're yep. sitting there thinking, what? Come on, you're putting me on.
And Kyle Gibson really didn't even make that bad of pitches either. Too, that was the thing. He threw a down and out slider to Juan Yepes, who just ended up pulling it. I mean, obviously, you throw a pitch to Nolan Arenado the way that he's kind of swung over the past 2 weeks, and he's going to hammer it. Nolan Gorman, he ends up hitting about a 400-foot home run, and Dylan Carlson, I mean, a guy that should be a lot better than what he is offensively to this point, he ends up hitting the furthest home run out of the four of them, and he's definitely the smallest out of the guys. He ends up hitting about a 420-foot laser off of the second deck facade.
Yeah, I mean, but he gets that nice, sweet swing of his going. I mean, it's just an easy swing. And you're right. I mean, he had such a nice rookie season last year, whatever, and that you expect a little bit more out of him that this year. I think it's, again, it's that second year. Hey, he's not slumping by any means. You know, has he hit his stride yet? No, he hasn't hit his stride yet, but that's a lineup that's what they're capable of. And you sit there and you think about how they mature over the next 2-3 years, right? That's going to be a heck of a lineup, because kudos to the Cardinals. I mean, they're slumping right now over the last 10 games or whatever, and I guess 7 games, but taking it on the chin, losses to teams that they can't afford to be losing to and stuff like that at this point in the season. But that's a nice lineup. I like that lineup overall down in St. Louis. I know we'll talk about it more after the break and stuff like that, so carry on with where you're going, Nolan.
Yeah, I mean, it's St. Louis, they're in a weird spot where they got too many pieces offensively, but no one's really a stud to the point where you can trade them and get a haul back. But they definitely need pitching help, because their pitching staff right now is a makeshift of guys being in and out. I mean, Jack Flaherty being down again, like, that guy, you just can't count on him anymore.
Steven Matz looks like he's close. It's supposed to be right there. The second injection seems to have worked a lot better than the first one. So he seems to be knocking on the door. He's had a couple of rehabs and stuff like that. I haven't got the latest on him as of today, but I know he was looking good and close. So.
And Dakota Hudson still can't throw a strike. I heard last night's game, Ian Anderson is the second highest walk percentage behind Dakota Hudson. And Ian Anderson looked like a stud against the Cardinals there on Monday night.
Dirtbags, we got to take a quick break here or whatever and that, but we'll be back out, and we're just going to carry on this conversation. Like we said, we got the rest of the Cardinals. We got the All-Star game coming up. Little things like that we'll be talking about. So we'll be right back here after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbex. Great to have you again. And we're going to pick it up right from where we left off. We were talking about the Cardinals and the Braves and two pitchers who have been struggling to control the strike zone, and Ian Anderson and Dakota Hudson. But now Nolan's going to jump in with definitely one starter in the National League that has no issues at all this year on hitting the strike zone. It is a former Cardinal, though, so I know Nolan has issues with that.
So once upon a time, Sandy Alcantara traded. I mean, he wasn't the only guy traded, but there was a couple other pieces. Traded for Marcell Ozuna back when Marcell Ozuna was on Miami. Obviously, Marcell Ozuna now in Atlanta, but Sandy Alcantara this year. I mean, we talked about it at the start of the season, basically just saying, like, hey, don't sleep on Miami. Miami's got a dark horse pitching staff. And we kind of talked about it a little bit. Trevor Rogers obviously hasn't replicated what he did in his rookie year. This year has not been very kind to him whatsoever. But, I mean, he's holding his own. But two guys in particular, though, Pablo Lopez and Sandy Alcantara, those guys, both them should be All-Stars. Sandy Alcantara should be starting the All-Star game. If you guys get a chance to watch him, I know there's not a hell of a lot of fans of the Miami Marlins, but Donnie Baseball, I mean, he's got them coming. There's no two ways about it. That's a team that they're on the up and up. John Birdie, even, I mean, he's a former U.S. Olympian, both sides, winter and summer. And obviously played for Team USA for the baseball last year for the Olympics. But John Birdie, I mean, he had a fabulous month of June. But yeah, you're looking at Sandy Alcantara down there, throwing 101 miles an hour with movement, sinking it, running it, doing whatever he wants with it. No guys are touching him. He's at, what, a 1.8 ERA, 1.82 ERA this year? Like, yeah, he's been unbelievable.
K-10 last night. K-10 more last night or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I mean, you know what? I hope they can stick with Donnie Baseball and stuff like that, because I think he's the right man with that team. I think he's gone through the growth. They had 2 years ago in the shortened COVID season. They really were right in the hunt, right? Right until the very end and stuff like that. But we all knew it was a shortened season. Last year, you take a step back and a few things, but Jazz Chisholm comes up. Rogers comes up, even though he didn't last the whole season. You started to see some pieces. Like you said, Sandy Alcantara takes that next step in the evolution of the pitching. And that NL East in a year from now, that's going to be a tough, good division. You got Marlins. The Nationals obviously aren't there yet. They're not in what we're talking about. But the Braves are going to be there. The Marlins, the Phillies are going to be there, whether Harper comes back or not this year or whatever. And that they're going to go out and make some moves. I have to believe that for maybe one more pitcher next year that solidifies up with Aaron Nola and
Zach Wheeler.
Sorry, thanks, Nolan. And of course, the Mets are the Mets. But that's a good looking division, man.
Well, you want to team. You want to talk about just pitchers in general in the National League?
Yeah.
Outside of Corbin Burns and Joe Musgrove, if I'm forgetting somebody else, please let us know. Please write into us. But outside of those two, I'd say all the best pitchers are in the NL East.
Yeah, I mean, Gonsolin's all hitting his stride this year or whatever, and that with LA as well. But is that a one-off? We don't know, right? Because he's never done it before.
Yeah.
So what you're saying.
Even Joe Musgrove last year, you didn't know if it was legit or not. And then this year, I mean, he's gone back out and done the exact same thing. So that's why I'm throwing Joe Musgrove in that category. Obviously, Clayton Kershaw, I mean, he's still having a great year when healthy. But Clayton Kershaw is not the same pitcher that he was. But most of the rest of that staff has taken a step back, I'd say, significantly. The Dodgers, speaking of.
Urias is doing well. He's winning and stuff like that. He's got serviceable numbers and stuff like that. But that's all they are. They're serviceable. Like you talk about, you're talking about those future big horses like we always talk about. And you're right. Sitting in that National League East, you're 100%. They're all right there. Outside of Burns, Woodruff's been on the shelf a little bit this year. He's back now, but you know, Cardinals haven't got anybody. Pirates definitely don't.
Michaelos has been a nice surprise. Obviously, Wainwright's still defying age, but I'm not putting him in that category of the elite pitchers anymore. They're just good pitchers. And, like, that's why I'm saying, like, you're looking at that NL East. You got the young kids down in Miami, who they got three or four legitimate guys that could be a number one, two in any rotation. You have, obviously, Atlanta. They got some young kids who, obviously, Max Fried, I can't call him a young kid anymore because he's, what, 28 now, 29? Still, I mean, he's dominating again. You're looking, like you said, Wheeler, Nola for Philadelphia, having great years. Obviously, you got the two-headed monster, plus Taijuan Walker. Like, Taijuan Walker's had a great bounce back year, and he was even talking about this past week about trying to sign long-term to stay with the Mets. Now, whether that happens
or not,
I don't know.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. No, that's the thing. I mean, it's a great market. They're a winning team right now. It's going to be interesting to see what they do in the next couple of weeks before the deadline, because I'd imagine they're going to make some moves, especially with the way that Dom Smith has been hitting recently. Like, but their team, well, their team that all that. Of a sudden
Scherzer comes back off.
Scherzer comes back off the IL, goes 10 plus Ks again for the 107th time in his career. Now, this was a crazy stat to me. So 107 times he's gone 10 Ks plus in a game. The all-time leader, Nolan Ryan, 215. Randy Johnson was second place on that list with 212, and then it wasn't even close. Like, Roger Clemens, I think, had 111 or 12, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's just a different breed. That, when you're talking about those guys, you're just talking about a different breed altogether. You know, 2 days ago, Monday, whether people like it or not or whatever, and that, and I kind of laughed about it when I saw it pop up or whatever in that, but DeGrom throwing 101 in a rehab, or 100 in a rehab start. And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't even know if you want to promote that anymore. Because with his injuries and knowing that it's in the arm and the shoulder, you're almost like, why are you throwing 100 miles an hour when your arm's already ready to fall off, and it has a few times?
I think the most impressive thing is he's throwing 100 miles an hour at 34.
For sure. There's no question. I mean, anytime you're throwing that type of velocity, and then same as Scherzer coming back or whatever, just a beast. What do you say, right?
Yeah.
They're flat out. We talk about it in the off season, right? When you're building your aces, your staff. I mean, that's why those guys are your aces. To me, definitely 100% more Max Scherzer than Jacob DeGrom. I got people that'll debate that up and down, and I get it. I get where you're coming from, but me, the on-field numbers over a career are not even comparable.
Well, it's because Scherzer actually got run support throughout his career, where DeGrom would only get one run, so his wins look absolutely minuscule. But
I get
with what you're saying, though, just because, Scherzer's done it for an extended period of time over his career, where DeGrom, I mean, don't get me wrong, DeGrom's been in the major leagues now for 8 years, but it's not like DeGrom has had 8 healthy years. DeGrom's only had, what, 6-5 full seasons, basically? Yeah. I mean, now, don't get me wrong, he's won 3 Cy Young, so obviously whatever he does is right, but I'm just saying, end of the day, he doesn't have that longevity where this is ultimately it's going to hurt his Hall of Fame impact.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. At some point, you're like, no, he's not the guy that I want to build a team around, because of that X factor being injuries. And that's it, right? So no slight on him or anything in that. Same thing. You go with the other Cy Young candidates in those years that he's winning. Who are they? Max Scherzer and Clayton Kershaw. Well,
and now
Kershaw broken.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, Clayton Kershaw is literally the same boat as Jacob DeGrom, and he's been that way for 5 years now, 4 years now. Yeah, about five years now, where it's just kind of, okay, you count on him for 120 innings. Kind of like he's a rookie again, I got to ease
him. That's exactly it. We're not talking about guys being out of the game of baseball or whether they're still good pitchers or not. Obviously, they're still amazing pitchers, but it's when they're healthy. And you kind of have health throughout your organization. We've talked about that all the time. So it's good to see Scherzer back. I mean, hey, when DeGrom gets back, I hope he can finish the season. I hope he goes strong. Absolutely. There's no question about it. Nobody wants to see anybody getting injured. But that's just the reality of it. That's where they're at right now. So definitely one team I want to talk about when we come back after the break, Nolan, is we have time actually still. Yeah, we got a couple minutes before the break. So Tampa Bay, what are you thinking about them over the last 10 days? There for a while, it looked like they couldn't win, and then all of a sudden they go into Toronto and take three. And then down to Boston and doing well with Boston too, right? So,
yeah,
Tampa, a weird team.
Tampa has Toronto's number. No two ways about it. Anytime Tampa Bay's in a slump, they hope that Toronto is on the schedule because Tampa Bay for the past 20, how long has Tampa Bay been a franchise for since 97?
It seems forever.
For the past 25 years, whenever they play Toronto, they win. Like, it's unbelievable. Yeah. I don't get it, because like you said, it's a team that just looks lost. Then they play a five-game series. They win four of them. They lost the Canada Day game, and that was about it. But, I mean, you want to talk about, I don't know if he's going to end up winning AL Cy Young or not, Shane McClanahan, but that dude is bringing it. He's bringing it this year. From the left side, too, it's like, man, this guy, he's got some extra gas up there. Oh my God, it is easy. He just brings it, and it's just like there's guys that are just flailing. And to make major league hitters flail at pitches the way that he does this year, it's woo. You shake your head. You're like, man, as a guy that made it to college and played over in France, I would not want to see that because he would make me look stupid if he's making major leaguers look stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, I mean, I look for max effort into pitches and stuff like that, and then he just looks clean. He just looks clean, as you would expect out of Tampa Rays pitching, right? They just seem to have it figured out. They got it done like that. We've always talked about it. So, dirtbags, we apologize. We do have to take a quick break here or whatever and that, but when we come back again, we won't worry about the curtain call because we've got Miggy talking about Miggy, Harper, etc. So we'll be back at the break.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com. Now.
And now today's Rust Eating Tip of the Day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free-All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free-All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Welcome back there, Beggs. And like I was saying before the break, we're not worrying about the curtain call questions. We do apologize to you this week, but we figured with it being less than 2 weeks away, the All-Star game and the festivities and the fact that the draft is with it this year, we definitely want to dive into that. But before we go there, Nolan does have a quick update on Harper. I know we talked about him last week, obviously breaking the finger in that, but there was a quick update that Nolan wanted to jump in with. And then we'll go into the All-Star game. So
it sounds like everything was positive regarding his surgery and the whole working out and everything like that. So right now, I mean, obviously we talked about it last week. The plan was 6 weeks for Bryce Harper and then basically wait and see from there. But it sounds like it probably will be closer to the 6 to 8 week range than him being shut down for the remainder of the season. Obviously, the past couple of days, he's come out, had some reports and everything like that, and he's talked to reporters basically just saying, hey, listen, like I'm definitely coming back this year. Like, that's not even a question. That's something that you guys can definitely put me down for. I will be back before the season is done, and I'm going to guess it's going to be probably about 6 to 8 weeks. Obviously, I mean, that's huge news for Philadelphia. Just based on the way that they played the past couple of weeks, and if Kyle Schwarber continues to hit the way that he has, I mean, even Rhys Hoskins won an NL Player of the Week this past week. If he continues to swing the way that he does, it's going to be a team that realistically can hold on. And, I mean, obviously, you know Dombrowski, he's going to make moves at the deadline. That's his MO. So it's definitely something that if you're a Philadelphia Phillies fan, you can look forward to Bryce Harper coming back sometime around the middle of August to early September, and know, okay, he's not going to be in the NL MVP race anymore like he was to start out the year, but he's going to come back, and he's going to come back with a vengeance and trying to get that team into the playoffs for the first time in 11 years.
Yeah, do you expect anything less from the guy? For sure. I mean, like you said, reigning MVP. Last year, he gets smoked in the eye, basically. Cheekbone with a, 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and he's back within a week, he's back.
Yep.
That one, I'm still dumbfounded by it. I can't even wrap my head around what he did last year. You talk about one of the phenomenal things in my history. That's one of them for me. So if he came back from that, coming back from the broken finger, like he said, it's more of a pain in the butt that the fact that he's got to hold a bat with it, and he has to take the 6 to 8 weeks, right, Nolan?
Yeah.
Where last year it was just my eye. I can't even wrap my head around it. So again, it doesn't surprise me. It shouldn't surprise you that absolutely he's going to be back in there. And like you said, at the end of the day, he knows why the Phillies signed him. Phillies signed him to bring playoffs to the Phillies, and that's what his job is. And he's that type of player, right? If he has a shortened career, let's be honest, right? If he has a shortened career, it's because of the way he plays the game. He just doesn't take a day off.
Yeah, and even how violent his swing is, too. Like, that'll ultimately be what hinders him at the back end of his 30s, just because that is such a violent swing that it's got to put so much pressure on his hips and lower back and everything like that. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, he's a guy that doesn't know how to take a day off. And, I mean, more power to him. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said at the top of this episode, we're going to jump into the All-Star game, the draft. There was a ton of questions coming in to us about that over the last couple of weeks. So let's just go ahead and dig deep in it. Let's have some fun with it. I mean, Nolan, for me, I love the fact that the draft was pushed back with the All-Star game. I really do. I think it's, you know what, it's the way it should be. It's almost like, for me, it's like, why wouldn't it have always been like that? What bigger opportunity for those next generation of potential players to get their real exposure than at the Midsummer Classic? and really be a part of the inclusion of this generation's biggest and marquee players, right?
Yeah, and even the fact that they're doing draft showcases now, like leading up to it, I mean, I love that. I love that. It's showing evolution for the game. Obviously, it's something that football's done the past couple of years. Well, football's done for a while now. And football, obviously, it's nationally televised. Basketball, they've done it for the past couple of years. But baseball, yeah, taking that next step forward where they're like, okay, listen, hey, if you guys are legitimate high school kids, come out here. We're going to put on a show for you guys. And then that way, yeah, you can actually improve your market and go up against the best of the best in the country. So then that way, yeah, we have an actual validation on kind of where you are ranked going into the draft and everything. And like you said, I mean, the draft actually happening during the All-Star game, that's the way that it should be. You're shut down for 4 days. Two of those days, you're really not doing anything. Like, because the Home Run Derby is one night, the All-Star game is the next night, and then, yeah, that's 2 days of nothing going on. So, I mean, why wouldn't you want to do that? You're the only sport going on during the summer at this time. You might as well make a show out of it. Have the draft televised. Bring up your advertisements. Bring up your revenue money. Do all that. Make it a show.
100%. Couldn't agree more. And let's be honest. The All-Star game, probably for baseball, well, hockey does a good job too. And I mean, basketball does, I guess, for the highlight events, the slam dunk, the game itself being 160 to 158. I'm not going to watch it.
I wouldn't even say basketball has been that good anymore in the past five, 6 years. No, like there's guys in the dunk contest this past year where they were like, yeah, we're giving you a 50, but every other year that's maybe a 35 to a 40 dunk.
Okay.
They're like, this was always the big showstopper to watch guys actually put on a show. Like when Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine went at it, what, 5-6 years ago, something like that. And like that was actually like, holy cow, these guys are doing some ultimate stuff. And now you're just watching it like, all right, this is another event. I'm not even going to watch it. But,
I think with baseball, if you don't like this year, obviously you're not going to have Harper. You're not going to have DeGrom. Maybe Scherzer goes, maybe he doesn't. But those are just a few names, right? Last year, you didn't have Mike Trout. But you're a bit disappointed, but there are key people there that you don't even forget about, or you forget about it almost, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got Vladdy going against the big polar bear, Pete Alonso, in the Home Run Derby, and Shohei going against him. And then, all of course, Trey Mancini, comeback player of the year or whatever, and that goes through the first round, puts on a tremendous show. I mean, I can remember sitting there watching it with you guys, you and Braden. And just shaking her head going, this is awesome, man. This is a fan. One, it was in Colorado, too. So, I mean,
500-foot bombs.
but you remember how excited we were for it. It wasn't like, oh, I wish Trout was here, or oh, I wish Harper was here, or whatever. It was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is awesome. And so, really, and the other side of that is those big players, they want that rest. They want those 4 or 5 days off to go actually home with their family. So now you mix in the subtlety of a draft, which is one of your other key marquee events of a year for true fans. That's a no-brainer for me. That is an incredible no-brainer. Seamlessly put it in there, keep the attention on everybody staying with baseball, even though there's no games for 2 more days. Oh, who did my club pick up? Who did my club just draft? I love it. So, but I do know you have other exciting news that just came down the pipe today about the inclusion for the All-Star game. So go ahead.
So Rob Manfred was talking and he's implementing, it was a part of the new CBA. He's been allowed to implement legend players into the All-Star game. So that means just kind of like he's going to be able to take a guy. Let's just say, for example, this year, because if he's not the legend player, then I will be absolutely astonished. But Albert Pujols for the NL side. Albert Pujols isn't going to win any sort of voting contest or anything like that because he hasn't had that great of a year. And he hasn't been Albert Pujols for 5-6 years now. It was the last year that he had 40 home runs with the Angels. But Albert Pujols will be the legend for the NL. And then for the AL side, I'd imagine it would be Miguel Cabrera. And it's like for the young generation, man, to get the, or well, not even for necessarily the younger generation anymore, because most of them wouldn't really remember those guys at their peak. But guys that are about my age, where I grew up watching Albert Pujols, and it was like, man, what that guy did was actually the most stupid thing I've ever seen on a baseball field in terms of his ability to hit a baseball 500 feet out of the park, no problem.
I would love to see a one round home run derby between Miggy and Pujols. One round, just winner wins.
Well, they said both of them still for like BP and everything like that are still putting on shows.
Those guys would put on a display.
Oh yeah.
They would put on a display. That's why, not just for the pureness of the home run, the pureness of what they can still do in their 40s. That's what the younger generation needs to see. Just how good. Are they as fast as they used to be? Obviously not. We slow with age, unfortunately, unless it seems like you're Tom Brady. But to see the way they swing bats and the discipline and the approach, that'd be phenomenal. So I'm right there with you. I was so pumped when you told me that before the show started that Manfred could do that. And I can't think of anybody else. I really can't think of anybody else in either league. So I'm right there with you. If it's not Pujols and Miggy.
The only other guy that I could think of would be Yadier Molina, but I wouldn't even say him for an all-star game would be that significant. Like, especially with Yadier still being injured. Like, Albert Pujols, end your career on a super high note of making an all-star game by the commissioner putting you in. I thought that was a great save face move by Rob Manfred.
100%. Last go around, you've already announced your retirement. There's your walk out of the game. Even though you've got, 2.5 months left and possibility of playoffs. But there's your highlight reel walk away from the game moment. Fantastic. That's the type of stuff that we've been talking about forever, Nolan, that baseball needs to start doing. They're the first ones to do it. I can't think of another one. Sure, individual teams always around all pro sports do highlight moments for their key marquee players, right?
Yeah.
But a league, really the only one that I can think of for hockey would have been Wayne Gretzky. And that was over 25 years ago or 20 years ago, 23 years ago.
Well, the one guy for hockey, I'm drawing a blank on his name now, a few years back when they first implemented the four teams for the All-Star game, and they had the one massive guy. Gosh, I can't even remember his name. He was some 6'9" guy who played like 25 games that year type of deal and just kind of bounced around from club to club, but everybody loved him. He got put up on the shoulders. I thought that was great for hockey. Like I said, I couldn't tell you the guy's name off of the top of my head, but it was still a cool moment for him. That would be the only, Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki, the year that they were retiring, they were also kind of legends for the All-Star game for basketball. But really outside of that, baseball, I think that's a great thing that they're doing. Because, every year, if Rob Manfred gets to put in some sort of legend and you guys get to watch him go out on a high note for the final time in his career, everybody gets to see them on the national stage one last time, one last at bat, one last pitch, whatever it is that they do. That's a great way to end a career. That's something you 100%. Can write home, you can tell your family about, and you'll love it for the rest of your life.
Must see TV right there. So we didn't get to talking about it today on this episode or whatever, and I can guarantee next week and probably over the next week or whatever, you're going to see some trades starting to happen. It's that time of year again. So we'll be talking about the All-Star, who's winning, who's leading each week as we go forward. But we'll be getting into the trades more, and obviously the hot teams and the quiet teams. So there you have it, Dirtbags. We'll be right back after the break, and we'll be giving our final thoughts. So stay tuned, and we'll see you back here in a second.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, to the final thoughts. Nolan, go ahead and let them have it.
So my final thought for this week is Hal Steinbrenner. You're kind of dumb. Said he had no regrets about not signing Aaron Judge to a contract extension this offseason. The news just reported yesterday. Basically, he goes on to say, we made an offer that I felt was very good one. It was based on the numbers, of course, but it was also based in part on what he means to the organization. It was a combination of both, and we just didn't get a deal done. So for those that don't know, Aaron Judge turned down a 7-year, $213.5 million contract extension. So that works out to $30.5 million. I don't know what the actual numbers were going to look like on a per year basis because he was still signed for a year. So I think it was going to wash out his last year of arbitration, which was this year, in which he, I think, ended up signing a $19 million or $20 million contract. $19 million, sorry, that's what he ended up signing. But Hal Steinbrenner, for you to say that you have no regrets in not signing arguably a guy that is the face of baseball right now to a long-term contract extension and giving him the possibility of walking, that is just terrible, man. That's like Freddie Freeman leaving Atlanta, Albert Pujols leaving St. Louis the first time. Like, I'm just trying to think of guys that had that type of significance to their fan or to their clubs. I'd even say Alex Rodriguez when he left Seattle to go down to Texas and then Texas to go to New York. Like, guys like that it was like, you can't let a generational talent walk out of the door.
And I agree,
for him to say that, that one just took me completely by surprise. I don't agree with that. You should have signed him to that long-term extension.
Agree or not, dirtbags, that's Nolan's final thought. So, and if you don't agree or whatever, and that, send in your thoughts to us, Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. DM us at dirtbagbaseballnation on Facebook, and let us know. Send your thoughts and opinions to us because it's important to us. We love it. We do this show for you. We can't do it without you, as you know. So, again, if you need that dirtbag swag, go over to dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We got it all there for you, the college playbook. One last time, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Talk because we've got the Win Reality virtual hitting tool series coming up with them, and we're excited about it. So, dirtbags, until next week, you know what time it is. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.